Yep, we've got the man with us tonight, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You've heard him on our programs many times. He's part of criticalhealthnews.com, one of our partners, sponsors, when we give you health-related information. And again, the help number is 855-949-7234, 855-949-RADIO. You just heard our numbers to get us on the show with you, and we'll do it when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us to help you answer your questions and your concerns. Let's go to Daryl in Sacramento, California. Hey, Daryl, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Daryl.
Yes, hey, how you doing, Doc? I was wondering about my back. I have stenosis and don't want to go on a knife, but yet I'm considering laser surgery. And I picked up a rapid heartbeat from it.
Rapid heartbeat from the laser?
No, from the back problem.
Well, you know, you might be onto something there. Rapid heartbeat is a sign that the body is freaked out. It's one of the manifestations of the emergency nervous system. So doctors call it the sympathetic nervous system.
Something's out of whack electrically, right?
That's exactly. The body's freaked out. Now, one thing you might want to consider is a chiropractor. You know, get some body work done, because chiropractors are always talking about the electrical, the relationship between the body's electricity and the spine. So that might be one thing you might want to think about. Next thing you might want to think about is starting to help your body regenerate some of that tissue using things like chicken soup with the bones, one of the all-time greatest non-medical strategies for keeping yourself healthy. You can get an inversion device, too. You ever seen these things, George, where you hang upside down?
I've seen those things.
They're awesome for the back.
You look like an upside-down bat.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps reduce the effects of gravity. Hanging upside down. It's great for your lymphatic system, too. Great for your heart. As far as nutritional supplements go, the key is going to be glucosamine in combination with vitamin C. That means if you go to criticalhealthnews.com, you get something called our glucogel caps, and then Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you use them together. The combination of glucosamine and vitamin C work to help your body regenerate cartilage. And then, of course, always working on the digestive system, because in the world of nutrition, it's not just what you take, it's what you absorb. And calcium and other minerals are absorbed in the intestine, and that means, again, probiotics, good bacteria, taking care of the intestine and the intestinal environment, using the nightly essence and digestive enzymes. To focus on digestive health, use that bone soup, inversion device, lots of things you could do.
And stenosis, Ben, of course, is a narrowing of the spinal cord, right?
That's exactly right. The narrowing of the spinal cord has to do with how calcium develops and calcification, and that's one of the ways we fall apart and ultimately die, is we turn to stone. Everything gets kind of closed up and turns rocky. Isn't that interesting? One of the ways we die, we literally turn to stone. And stenosis is an example of that. Sclerosis is an example of that. Fibrosis is kind of, in a way, is an example of that. Our bodies just become firm and hard and brittle. We literally turn to stone.
Why do so many people, when they get older, have their hips replaced?
Well, that's a good question, George. You know, I would present that it has to do a lot to do with $50,000 a hip. But you know what I'm saying?
Titanium hips, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty expensive procedure, and they have these hip replacement factories now where people go in for a 2 or 3 day treatment. They get cut, and they come out with a new hip, and they get charged $50,000 or $60,000, or their insurance company gets billed $50,000 or $60,000. But it's basically because we're degenerating at a rapid pace, and the technology is coming in to help fix it. But you know, you don't want a titanium hip. You want to make sure that your hip doesn't degenerate. The body's a regenerating system, George. The bones are constantly regenerating. The liver's constantly regenerating. The skin is constantly regenerating. If we're degenerating instead of regenerating,
something's wrong.
Exactly.
Something's wrong. Email in from Donna. She's got dark moles, keratosis on her body, all over her body, face, and neck. She says dermatologists say that she's got to live with it. Is there anything she can do? Is there anything where is her body off balance?
That's exactly what it is. The body is off balance. Now, moles are pigmentation, and you have special cells that make pigment. And they're called pigment-making cells, or technically they're called melanocytes, but you can think of them as pigment-making cells. And these cells make something called melanin. And, George, of all the biochemicals in the body, it's hard to come up with one that's more impressive than melanin. You know, scientists are actually using melanin as computer chips and to combine with integrated circuits for computers, because melanin has this incredible ability to conduct electrical energy. And this is one of the reasons why the sun is so important. It helps your body produce melanin. In fact, I was just reading a study that came out how it's, on Medscape, which is a medical website, and talked. The headline was, staying out of the sun may be worse for you than smoking. This is on a medical website. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And this is something Dr. Wallach's been talking about, I've been talking about, and a lot of savvy alternative practitioners have been talking about for a long time. You need the sun, and one of the reasons that you need the sun is you upregulate this melanin, this increase the amount of melanin. However, there's a very important relationship between stress and melanin. And when the body's under stress, it tends to produce melanin in a disorganized fashion, in a chaotic fashion. The stress hormone, probably most folks have heard of these days, is called cortisol.
That's right.
Right? And when cortisol goes up, pigmentation occurs sporadically. Also, another stress hormone that a lot of people haven't heard of, called estrogen, which most people don't regard as a stress hormone, but it is, when estrogen starts to freak out, the imbalances in estrogen, that can also cause pigmentation. So the first two things you want to think about is reducing cortisol levels and stabilizing your estrogen. One of the best ways to stabilize estrogen is to make sure you're using essential fatty acids, EFAs, which are among the most powerful, and I'm talking medicinally powerful, of all the nutritional supplements. Nutritional supplements, the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, they have medicinal properties. But none has more medicinal properties, more powers of medicine than the essential fatty acids, which we talked about a little bit at the beginning of the program. The best way to get your essential fatty acids is from essential fatty acid supplements like our Ultimate EFAs, which you can get off criticalhealthnews.com. If you have any inflammatory issues, pigmentary issues, or hormone issues, EFAs are nutrients that are medicines.
When you were really doing pharmacy, did you see new prescriptions or new pharmaceutical drugs coming in being made on a very rapid clip?
Not as much when I was practicing in the stores. I've been practicing pharmacy now for 32 years, but in the stores, I stopped doing that in regular stores a couple decades ago. So when I was doing it, it wasn't happening like it's happening today. Now they're coming out at a really rapid clip, and they're being sped through. And guess why, George? It's not because they're revolutionary new drugs for the most part. There haven't been very many revolutionary new drugs. They're what are called Me Too drugs. And they're just ways that drug companies tap into the marketplace by tweaking molecules here and there and creating patented versions of things that are already out there. There's not a whole lot of new revolutionary drugs out there, but yes, indeed, they are being sped through at a very, very rapid clip.
Want to let people know, too, by the way, that on our website, coasttocoastam.com, we've got clips now of Doc Wallach on demand. So anytime that they want to just go to our website and look for that, you'll see his incredible stories of what we call Doc Wallach on demand on the website. So you don't have to wait just about every month for the doc. He pops up there for you just like that. Charlene in Minneapolis, welcome to the show. Hi, Charlene. Go ahead.
Hey, Charlene. Hello, George. I love your show. I listen almost every night.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and Dan, hello.
Hello.
I got some problems. I need some answers to some questions here so I can get well and start telling people and sending them to my longevity website that Jeff who helped George told me about. So, yes, I have a thyroid, and it's growing, and I need to know if there's anything that I can get that will shrink the darn thing. I don't want to have surgery. I'm a widow, and I just don't want it. And also, I slipped and fell and twisted my sciatic nerve, and it's caused neuropathy in my feet. I didn't have it before. And also, a gallbladder stone stuff, and I'm not used to being sick, and this is freaking me out.
The thyroid is tough, Ben, isn't it?
Well, the thyroid is tough, but you know, one of the things we do as healthcare professionals is when we hear a confluence of symptoms, we can triangulate to see what's going on. You know, if you have only one dot on a painting, you can't tell what's happening, but if you start to put dots on there, a picture starts to emerge. So between the thyroid and the neuropathy and the gallbladder, what I'm hearing is a problem absorbing nutrients, particularly iodine. And interestingly, iodine is important for helping the body make stomach acid. And without stomach acid, you ain't absorbing a lot of stuff. So I'd say that the odds are pretty good you're dealing with a malabsorption issue, and you've been so strong and healthy, for most of your life that you didn't notice it, but now it's kicking in. Now you're starting to notice it. So you want to start working on absorption, my dear, especially things like digestive enzymes or ultimate enzymes, maybe some apple cider vinegar with meals. You know, one of the great strategies for improving digestive health is to do arugula at the beginning of your meals, or dandelion greens, or horseradish. This will stimulate digestive juices and help your body absorb nutrients. Now, the thyroid is growing because you're not absorbing iodine, it's not getting enough iodine. So that could be due to either a lack of iodine or malabsorption. So make sure you're eating lots of seaweed, which is a wonderful source of iodine. We have a product called Fucoid Z, which you can use. You can take iodine supplements.
What's it called again?
Fucoid Z, one of the great longevity products.
Fucoid Z.
Yeah, it's made with something called fucoidin, which is derived from brown algae.
Can you spell that?
Sure. F as in Frank, U-C-O-I-D, and then the letter Z.
Okay.
It's made with something called fucoidin. If you want to do a little research, you go on the government website called PubMed and look up fucoidin. Oh, my God. You will see hundreds of papers talking about fucoidin for cancer, fucoidin as a blood thinner, fucoidin as a stimulator of the growth of tissue, F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N. And again, it comes from the simplest little creature on the planet, which is algae. Just like the bacteria are the simplest little creature on Earth, and they give us so much medicine, the simplest little creature in the ocean, the algae, also gives us powerful medicine.
Charlene, thanks. Ben, how long does it take for natural supplements to kick in before you start seeing some kind of result?
This is so cool, George. The greatest gift of the human body is the more nutritionally deficient we are, the faster we notice it, the faster we notice an improvement when we start to add nutrition in. So for most of us, because we're so nutritionally starved, as soon as we put the nutrients in, within less than 24 hours, we can start to notice a result. Now, if it's somebody like you, George, who's healthy and strong, who's understood about health for a long time, you're not going to notice the results as quickly. But if somebody's really broken down, as soon as you put the nutrients into the system, oh, my God, it's like a miracle has occurred, George. But it's just the way the body works. I say this every day on my program. You think it's a miracle because it happens so darn fast. The sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. The more weight we need to lose, the faster the pounds drop off. And the more nutritionally deficient we are, the faster our body sucks up those nutrients like a dry sponge sucks up water.
I wish when I was 25 that I knew about supplements and taking care of yourself as I do now. My God, I could have avoided all kinds of things in those days, Ben.
The time you want to do it is when you're healthy, not when it's too late, but when you're healthy. That's the time. Because you know what, George? My heart goes out for people like Charlene and people who've called us in and people who write to us whose bodies are falling apart and they want to play with their grandkids and they want to play with their children. They want to have energy. They want to be able to bound out of bed and have a joie de vivre, a joy for life, but they can't because their body's falling apart. And yes, it's true. You can turn it around. You know, I always say to people, the body can turn on a dime, but you got to make the turn first. But you don't want to get to that point. You want to start before you're broken down. You want to start while you're healthy.
And you know what? You have to include a little exercise program.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be extensive.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be extensive. People think they need to join a gym. No way. You can do a great exercise just getting out of a chair. If you try to get out of a chair really slowly, George, take about 30 seconds to get out of a chair, that's one of the best exercises for your butt, for your glutes, for your thighs. And all it is getting out of a chair. Most people can't even do it one time. It's so hard, it's so strenuous, it'll take you 30 to 60 seconds, and you could do it once or twice a day. That's how simple exercise can be.
Gordon is in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Gordon, go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
Dr. Ben Fuchs, both of you guys are legends. Anyhow, I'm buttering you up. Okay, I studied in college cancer, and afterwards as well, a double major with honors up at Florida State.
Good for you.
And my question, first off, is I've seen a study, an actual study from NIH, I believe, and I'll email it to you afterwards, where 75% of all doctors won't take chemotherapy or radiation or whatever for themselves.
That's right.
75% of all doctors will prescribe it for their patients, meaning you have a few at the top and the bottom that are not hypocrites, and most of them in the middle are. And the second thing I wanted to ask about is I've seen linear regression studies where the more a country is vegetarian, less animal products, the less cancer. And it looks to me like that the doctors are prescribing medications when they know that it's wrong, and the diet has a strong influence on cancer. And I want to ask you, A, are both of these true? I will send you the research later when I get more awake. And B, what do you think the cause of these things are where you have countries that have much lower cancer rates and they eat healthier food and they have less use of chemo and radiation, and yet we keep the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and thinking it'll get a different result. So A, are my recollection on both points correct? And B, why do you think it is that we're the best nation in the world and we're so stupid?
I'll answer the first one, Ben. You do the second. There's no doubt that I, too, have heard that most doctors would prefer not to use chemotherapy or radiation on themselves or their family members if they can avoid it. I was at the City of Hope, which is a great cancer treatment center, several years ago, and one of the mainstream researchers told me, I hate chemotherapy and radiation, except right now this is really all we got. That's before they really started getting into stem cells. Go ahead, Ben.
What do you do with this phenomenon called spontaneous remission, which happens frequently enough to know that our bodies can do it?
Yep.
We can spontaneously remit just like the placebo effect. So first of all, understand that if you have cancer, it's not a death sentence. You can spontaneously remit. Now, accessing that is a whole different ballgame, but a couple of points are well taken. First of all, that's a famous study. That's a classic study where I thought it was 70, but maybe 75% of doctors wouldn't take chemotherapy. Chemotherapy doesn't cure cancer. Chemotherapy kills cancer cells.
It kills everything.
It kills everything because it kills cells. You know, all drugs kill cells, George. It's not just chemotherapy. All of them. Chemotherapy does it more effectively, but all drugs are chemotherapy in the sense that they all kill cells. This is something that we're not taught. Drugs kill cells. Cells are killed by drugs, and it's true that the doses they give, they don't kill enough, a lot of them, that we don't notice it, but we do as side effects and adverse reactions. Second point about vegetarians, here's something very interesting. When you see these studies about animal foods, what they don't tell you, the type of animal food that people are eating, the animal foods that most people are eating are burnt meat or meat, browned meat, and this is a big problem. You know, the brown stuff on top of meat is called heterocyclic amines. And anytime you're eating a burned food, you're going to have a problem. In fact, you know, the original cancer studies back in the 1700s, were done on chimney sweeps in England. They used to use children to clean the chimneys. Can you imagine what that must have been like? To have little, because the kids could fit through the chimneys, and their job was to clean the chimneys. And they noticed that the chimney sweeps were getting cancer. And that's one of the first correlations that was made between soot and burnt particles and the formation of cancer. So when you see these studies about vegetarians and cancer versus meat eaters and cancer, what they're not telling you is a lot of these foods are burnt meat, and that's really the problem with animal foods. Now, there's also these days the issues with hormones in milk and dairy products and antibiotics, etc. But the real problem when they do these studies is not the meat or not the animal foods necessarily, which have some tremendous value, nutritional value, but it's the burnt meat or the overcooked meat that really presents the health issues.
No question about it, Ben. And, you know, people, I think, when we say his other question about the environment in other cities, in lower cancer rates and incidences of cancer, it's their diet. I mean, you look at India, or they eat a lot of curcumin, turmeric, and look what's happening. Look what's happening. We're going to come back with last phone calls with Ben Fuchs. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben with us. A few of you have called Pharmacist Ben doctor. He's not a doctor. He's a pharmacist. Brian writes, what about the prostate? What can I do for the prostate?
Fats. Stay away from the bad ones and take the good ones. You know, one of the most important fats for the prostate is vitamin D. That means get some sun. You know, sun is important stuff. You can also get sun, of course, in fish oil and fatty foods. The skin of chicken is a good source of vitamin D. Organ meats are a good source of vitamin D. Essential fatty acids, also very important. Ultimate EFAs off criticalhealthnews.com can be helpful. We have a product called Prostep X, which contains zinc, which is the prostate's favorite mineral. Zinc deficiency is a really, really very important health issue. Most people are going to be deficient in zinc. This can definitely cause a prostate problem. It can also cause a problem with stomach acid. Just like iodine is important for making stomach acid, so is zinc. If you're not making stomach acid, you're not going to be able to absorb a lot of things. Pumpkin seeds can be, if you want to go with the food route, pumpkin seeds are a good source of zinc, and they've been used traditionally to help heal the prostate and protect the prostate. Vitamin E is very important for the prostate. And one of my all-time favorite supplements for the prostate, I started taking it when I started to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night more than two or three times. That's how you can tell you're having prostate problems. Something called beta-cytosterol.
Hmm.
That's in our ProstFX product. As soon as I took the beta-cytosterol, this was about maybe 6 years ago, no more problems. Haven't had any problems since. Beta-cytosterol, get that in the ProstFX, one of the all-time great prostate supplements. Think fats, think zinc, think EFAs, and get on that ProstFX and the beta-cytosterol as well.
Phone number for the folks at criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO. Or criticalhealthnews.com. And as I've mentioned, we are partners with them, and they are sponsors of the program. They love Coast to Coast. They've had their eyes on my show for years. You know that?
We've been fans. I can tell you, I've been listening to you since the beginning, George. I mean, you are truly a legend in radio, George Norrie.
Or maybe in my own mind.
No, truly a legend.
Let's go to Bill in New York. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead, sir. Bill?
Hey, Bill.
I've got a couple of things I'd like to ask.
There you are.
4-year-old granddaughter, and she's got a respiratory problem, and she's also has eczema. I had it as a child, but I grew out of it. But I'm dealing with that now, and I also have a friend of mine who he's worked on the racetrack for quite a long time, and he developed diabetes, and he's had an amputation of a couple of toes, and he's also had a stroke.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, what is it? And I know he's not shooting too straight financially right now, and neither am I, but I've got enough to where I could help him out, and also my granddaughter.
Well,
I also was... Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, the granddaughter, first of all, 4 years old,
yeah.
Suffering these, sounds like gluten, huh?
Yeah, you bet. You got two things going on there. You got the lungs, the respiratory infection, or respiratory problems, and you got the eczema. Both tell us that you got an immune condition issue starting at the digestive system level, always. And I've been dealing with eczema and psoriasis now, George, for 32 years, because that's my main business, is skincare. And I know a heck of a lot about it. And I'm telling you, if you get the kids off of gluten and off of dairy and off of any kind of foods that they're reacting to, and the way you can tell, by the way, is by either completely stopping the food and watching the condition improve, or if you don't feel like doing that, giving a lot of the food and seeing the condition flare. One way or another, you want to notice specific foods that cause problems, and gluten is a big issue. And really, all grains can be a problem. All flour can be a problem, cereals and breads, et cetera. And eggs and dairy can also be involved. And then also getting on a good probiotic supplement. I know we've said this several times, but I cannot emphasize it more. I cannot emphasize it enough. For all immune conditions and autoimmune conditions, probiotics. In fact, I was talking to a gal, Norma, in Arkansas. She's 94 years old. She's dealing with this horrible skin condition. It's not exactly eczema, but it's similar. It's called lichen planus. And I said to her, I wrote to her, you gotta work on the digestive system using probiotics and fermented foods, likewise for the little girl, because kids today are born cesarean. They come out of the womb, they come out of a womb that doesn't have enough bacteria in it because the mom is not healthy. They're not breastfed long enough. That's where they end up with ear infections and snotty, runny noses and lung problems and skin issues like eczema, even childhood acne, all from the digestive system and the gut bacteria. And next thing, the diabetes.
And let me ask you about that, Ben. Even with really a wonder drug for diabetes, regardless of what we do naturally,
yes.
Metformin, for example, is pretty darn good. How do people still end up with amputations and die from diabetes when you do have these great drugs for diabetes out there?
Because metformin doesn't cure diabetes. It just forces the body to do something it doesn't want to do. You still end up with the problem. And this is the big issue with drugs. You know, you get these toxic prescription drugs on TV advertised all the time. Do you know how many prescription drug commercials you'll see in an hour of television?
A lot.
Oh, my goodness. And they last an extra 30 seconds because they got to give you the side effects. You know, most commercials.
Yeah, the disclaimers,
seconds.
Right?
Yeah. Most commercials are 60 seconds, but drug commercials have to be 90 seconds.
I love how they do it, too. Right at the, you know, with the 20, 15 seconds left, your nose will fall off, your eyes may go blind.
But they finish up with the guy smiling and happy and climbing a mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
They finish up with all is right in the world. But you notice that our country continues to drop in ranking in health and longevity. Every year, we're the first generation that's not going to live longer, have a longer longevity than our parents. And yet you have these toxic drug commercials for anti-diabetes commercials and anti-psoriasis commercials and skin commercials for skin problems, for acne and for heart disease. It's crazy, George. Diabetes is a process that occurs when we eat sugar. Sometimes it will occur when the body spikes in sugar from stress, from cortisol, but for the most part, it's an eating disease. It is a quintessential eating disease. So yes, you can take drugs like metformin or Januvia or all the new drugs that are out now, but by controlling your eating behavior and by getting on supplements that help your body process sugar, like our Sweeties at criticalhealthnews.com or the B vitamins and the Beyond, Tangy Tangerine or the Selenium or Sulfur or Arginine or a whole slew of different nutrients that you can use for diabetes. George, I'm guaranteeing, I've seen it with my own eyes more times than I can count. You can reverse it. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to be held hostage to a pharmacomedical model that may be able to stave off your demise temporarily, but ultimately, as you say, it can't do anything to permanently cure the thing. Because it's not a cure issue. It's a reversal issue. There's a distinction between cures, which are magical, and reversals, which are biochemical. Reversal is simply turning the equation around. That's a biochemical phenomenon, and it occurs all the time. Cure is magic. That's why you can't say cure, because that's a magical thing. But reversal can occur, and diabetes is the classic example of a disease that can be reversed. And George, countless times that I've seen it, that it's in the literature, that people who are listening right now to this program can attest to it. It is not a life sentence. You can, but you got to change the way you eat. And now we know that there's a relationship, surprise, surprise, between gut bacteria and the development of diabetes, between intestinal health and the development of diabetes. These are all things that we can do from the comfort of our own kitchen, the comfort of our own living room, to truly have an impact. Not a Band-Aid, not to temporarily stave off our demise, but to truly make a difference.
Well, I guess we need to just jump into it and start doing it now, don't we?
If you do it today, if you're diabetic and you do it starting right now, within 24 to 48 hours, you can notice a difference because it's just the way the body works.
Kathy in California. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Thank you for your show tonight.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. I was wondering if you could help me. I've been under an extended amount of stress, and what can I do to support my adrenals and really tight muscles?
Get a foot massage. I'm not kidding. Get a back rub. Sit in a hot bath. Take a hot shower. George, you ever notice how when you're taking a hot shower, like you don't want to get out of it?
Oh, I know. It's
right?
Great.
You're always looking for something else to wash.
Especially when it's zero outside.
We love a hot shower.
Get out.
Yes, because it deactivates our sympathetic nervous system, our emergency nervous system. Adrenal fatigue and stress and elevated cortisol, which are so, so fundamental when it comes to the development of chronic degenerative disease and depression and just misery, just feeling lousy, can be relieved by simple measures like a back rub, like a massage. From a nutritional standpoint, staying away from sugar and problem foods, and absolutely positively getting on a good nutritional supplement program that features the B vitamins and vitamin C, your two most important stress-busting nutrients, which ironically are urinated out. You know, one of the big problems we have today, we all drink water. You know how you walk around and see everybody's drinking water, lots of water. And that's a great thing.
That is a good
thing.
That's
a great thing. But the problem when you drink water is you do something about 4 to 6 hours later, right, or 2 to 3 hours later. You lose your B vitamins and vitamin C when you excrete, when you urinate. And so many of us are deficient in our anti-stress vitamins.
Well, doesn't your body keep what it needs?
No, it pees it out. Oh, it uses It uses what it needs, but the excess is urinated out. So you run deficient. So you'll take your B vitamins, and your body uses what it needs, and as you're drinking more water, the excess is urinated out, and you become
deficient. Well, so how do you take care of that? What are you saying?
You sip on your Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long, and you do vegetable juices, and you do living foods, and you make sure you're eating correctly, because the only place you're getting your B vitamins and vitamin C is by what you're putting in your mouth via supplements and via good, healthy foods. So for stress, there's lots of strategies. One of the best all-time strategies for dealing with stress is to slow, deep breathe. And that means sitting on your couch, slowly through the nose, and slowly exhaling through the nose. The fastest way to activate the parasympathetic or the relaxation nervous system is to exhale. Exhalation tells the body all is right in the world.
Well, and change the reason you're stressed out, right?
Well, of course, eliminate the stress.
Get rid of that, whatever's causing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to you, Kathy, thanks. Let's go next to Jerry, truck driving in Arkansas. Hi, Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, my question is, I ordered the product, and I guess I got the kit, and there was not enough there, but it's only like 15 days. Is there a way that I, because I've been trying to call to get the, you know, to get the product, to get it for the last for 30 days. Is there a number I can call to get it? Because every time I try to call the one person that I got in contact with, they say they're no longer selling the stuff. And then when I call the other number, they tell me, well, you need to call this person. And it's like back and forth, back and forth. So is there a direct number where basically I can call and say, hey, this is what I ordered. This is what I got.
Absolutely. 855-949-RADIO. 855-949-7234. How you feeling?
Well, let me get him. Oh. There he is.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling a whole lot better since I was taking it, but I did take it back in the 90s when Doc Wallach, you know, back when he had the CDs, were, I mean, not CDs, cassettes, were saying, did doctors tell no lie, and after that, I listened to that, and I took it, and then I got older, and it's like I didn't need it, and then now I'm getting older, and it's like, okay, I want it back, because it does help out
right?
with the diabetics, with the truck drivers, because he is right, it does help. And it gets that blood sugar low, so you don't lose your CDLs.
And Jerry, when you said you only have a 15-day supply, what was that of specifically?
It was a little kit that they sent me, you know, because I wanted to try it again because I was looking at the old bottle that they used to have, but they don't do that no more. It was just like a little kit. It had the tangerine, it had the sweeties in it, it had the livers. I mean the fish oil stuff in
okay.
it. They had a bunch of that stuff in it. But it was just a little kit, but I didn't know it. I thought it was going to be a 30-day supply.
It should be. That sounds like a little experimental starter kit, Ben. What do you think?
I think that he's talking about the healthy blood sugar. I think he might be talking about the healthy blood sugar pack. I'm not sure.
Because the big kit, the Tangy Tangerine, that lasts a long time.
That lasts 30 days. The regular kit will last you 30 days. But I think he might, I'm not sure if he's talking about the healthy body blood sugar pack.
No, he's talking about the regular kit. I wonder if they sent him like a sample kit or something.
I don't know. But if he calls 855, if he's listening, Jerry's still listening, 859-949-RADIO, 855-949-7234, they can help you out.
Couple minutes left with pharmacist Ben. We'll take your calls, and we'll see Ben in another month as well. What's new with you, by the way, Ben? Traveling at all?
A lot, going to Anaheim to the convention tomorrow. One of the neat things about going to the Longevity convention is you hear the stories. And I encourage anybody who's interested in Longevity or just interested in hearing some great stories for themselves about how you can turn things around. It's amazing. You see people who lost 100 pounds. You see people who were in walkers 6 months before, and now they're bounding on the stage. I mean, it's incredible what you see. So I'm going to that tomorrow. I'm very excited about
That's great. Isabel in Pennsylvania. Hi, Isabel. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Isabel.
Are you there? Oh, no. She's gone. She disappeared. Try to get back, Isabel, if you can, or Tom, if you have her number. Call her back, and we'll get her on in the moments we have left, by the way. Livy is in West Hollywood, California. Hi, Liv. Go ahead.
Hi. I guess I'm looking for a little help here.
Okay.
Up until 4 weeks ago, my mother was walking around, and then all of a sudden she got up one day in excruciating pain.
Oh.
I took her to emergency. They said that she doesn't have any cartilage, she has osteoarthritis, and she's not a candidate for knee replacement. Besides that, there has been, so she hasn't walked since.
How old is she, Liv?
She's 82 years old.
82.
But not only that, there has been a lot of stress in the family, and she's having memory problems.
Oh,
accelerating. And for some reason, now my mother is a very small lady. She was never interested in food, and now she has an insatiable appetite.
She's probably
I don't know what to make of it.
She's probably missing some nutrients, and her body's telling her to get them, and she's not getting them from the food. She's a major, primary candidate for good nutritional supplement program, especially two things. Number one.
And you're never too old, right?
Of course not. Absolutely not, George. 86, that's what I say. The sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. You know, I still work in nursing homes. And, oh, my God, the nutrition that the poor older folks are getting. If you have know somebody in a nursing home, get them the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible. You're not going to believe the difference it'll make. And that's what you should be doing for your mom, is getting her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible. Have her sip on it slowly, though, because probably her digestive system's probably all broken down a bit, and she's not going to absorb it as well if she doesn't sip on it slowly. That will make a major, major difference. The B vitamins for the brain are so important, and the B vitamins and the electrolytes for her blood sugar are important as well. And then work on that digestive system. There's a major relationship between gut bacteria and the brain, surprise, surprise, between gut bacteria and mental health, and between gut bacteria and dementia. So making sure she's working on her good bacteria and keeping the intestines healthy, get on a good probiotic supplement like our Ultimate Essence from Critical Health News, our Ultimate Nightly Essence from CriticalHealthNews.com. Use fermented food, vegetable juices, great source of fiber, as well as nutrients for the intestine. Lots you can do. And remember, the sicker you are, the faster you turn it around. So you're going to notice some quick results from your mom.
What I've noticed just in these past couple hours, Ben, how many people are in desperate need of some help.
Yes, yes. And I'll tell you, George, I'm here, and Dr. Wallach is here, till the day we die, we are here to help people. And by the way, we take letters at CriticalHealthNews.com, and there's a way that you can reach us off the website for people who have questions. They can go right to CriticalHealthNews.com and ask us questions, and we respond to them. We are dedicated, Ingevity, CriticalHealthNews.com, myself, Dr. Wallach, you, George, we're dedicated to helping people get better. That's our life's work. That's our mission.
I'm not sure you two are going to die.
Well, eventually. You know, I don't know what's on the other side there. I've been reading a lot, George. You know,
you ever see Doc to pull out his lunch?
He wants to be 200. He's going to see
all supplements.
Yeah, he told me, yes, I was with him a couple days ago. He said, I'm going to be 200. And you know what? I'm not going to put it past him.
Well, tell him hi for me at your convention. I would have loved to have been there, but I'm in St. Louis. Then I have to go to Denver for TV shows, then back to Los Angeles. So pretty busy schedule.
Well, we appreciate it, George. We appreciate everything you're doing.
All right, Ben, you stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment to get into the psychic realm, folks. But one more time, I'll give the website, CriticalHealthNews.com, and then the phone number, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment, the psychic realm next.